Hello, Mud Monkey.
Oh, hi. This is Tina from Local Splash. Is this Joe?
This is Joe.
Oh, hey, Joe. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
It expired. I've been reaching out to someone to talk to me about my account.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this is the first time I've talked to someone since I gave the credit card number too, so.
Really?
So we're not happy at all with our service. I mean, I can't get a hold of anyone, to modify anything or, you know, adjust any search words or, so at this time I think we're just gonna, you know, not renew or I'm not sure what to do.
Okay, thank you for relaying that. I need to give you some options only because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 7th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a past due balance.
I have plenty of text messages when I get Local Splash, hey, please call me, we're not happy with that. I can email that over if you'd like.
You can. I also show where it says that they called you, they left a message, so it looks like they're following up with you on those, but they're just getting your voicemail. Have you been getting their messages when they call?
So I don't answer the phone after 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. I don't. Or 6 o'clock, you know, 4 o'clock
in
the morning.
Let's see.
I mean,
no, it looks like this was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Let me go back and look at the notes here. Pacific time, yeah. So let's just see.
I mean, we would love to advertise. We're just not. I'm not getting anything in return. I mean, I have zero contact with anyone. I've been trying to update our search, and every time I pull up on my end to find us, it's our other advertisement popping up.
I see. Okay. So I want to explain to you the reason they've been calling and reaching out so much, and I do see that these calls, you know, they just went to your voicemail or whatnot, but the reason they are is, number one, to see, you know, if they could talk to you about what your issues were, but also they're putting here that they're calling to let you know that we don't have access to your Google Business profile and that we need you to add us to it. And every time they call, they also sent an email, important, please add us to your Google Business profile. Now, you said when you look up the Google Business profile, it's the old advertising company that did it. So it sounds like maybe you don't have access to that, right? The other company
like
did
a,
it?
We have several. We have RevLocal, Yellow Pages.
No. Okay, that's the problem. Because what those companies are supposed to do is they're supposed to make you the owner of the page because it's your business. You own Mud Monkey Mobile Mix, right? And then they're just supposed to manage it for you. But if for some reason or another,
they have their own platforms that they're managing. They're not Google.
But do you have access to the Google?
Yes.
Oh, you do. Okay, so that's the problem is that when you come on board with us, we can't create a new Google listing because that's a duplicate and it would hurt your rankings. So all we could do is optimize the listing that you have to show on the first page, right?
Could someone set a time somebody could call me? Because I'd really
like to. Of course. Yeah, I could even have James or April, they're in the verification department. I could, you know, once we get the payment up to speed, I could have James or April walk you through it to go in and add us as a manager. I'll send you that email again, too. It's actually really easy if you just follow the instructions in it. But, of course, if you have any trouble with it, you know, I can have the verification department call you. But I also want to let you know that the good news is even though we're not a manager on the Google business page, which is the Google listing that you have in the maps, we still have been running the Google paid ads for you. And in the time that you've been working with us, your company has been seen on the first page of the Google ads 5,140 times, and you've had 432 clicks to your site from those paid ads. So I'm thinking that you've gotten a lot of solid work out of that, and maybe you just weren't aware. But when you pay us, $449 monthly, we take $300 off the top and we send it to Google to run those paid ads for you. So we've been running those for you in the meantime. Do you want to stick with that package? Because you have an option once you add us as the manager to take us off the ads, and then it would just be $149 monthly, but it looks like you're getting a lot of activity out of it, you know, so you might want to keep it.
Yeah, it's not that I don't know how it works, and I, you know, since we signed up, I haven't been able to get a hold of anyone to, and
maybe, my goodness.
I'm not sure the voicemails, if they're coming to this phone or a different phone, I don't know.
Let me see if we have any other numbers on file for you.
This phone is passed between myself and four other people, so, I mean, there's always...
Oh, okay. So I'll put in the notes, what's a better number to reach you?
360.
Mm-hmm.
931.
Okay.
7227, and that's my direct
line. Is that a cell phone?
It is.
Okay, I'll also put that in the cell phone field. That way we can start, we've been sending text messages to this number, but we could start sending the text messages to your direct line. That way if you see, sorry, we missed you, and we send you a text that we tried calling, you could call right back. And I'm also going to send you a text right now with my direct line on it. And I'll tell you that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. You know, you might call at some point and I can't help you, but I most certainly can at least get you to the person that can. And the reason I suggest that is, you said, before I couldn't reach anybody, and that's very frustrating. So I just sent you, my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. And I always answer my phone calls live. The only time I don't is if I'm on the other line or I'm in a meeting. But, of course, if I see that you called, I'll at least get right back to you.
Sweet. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So do you want to get the payment up to speed now and we'll call you back later for the verification? Okay, let's do that.
That'll work.
So I think it's just the expiration we need. Does the card still end in 8290?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Then we don't need to put it in. We already have it stored. So what's the new expiration?
0526. Let's see. 0528.
28, okay. And the little code on the back?
039.
And I assume you're still under the same billing address, P.O. Box 822-158. Okay, perfect. So I'll put the new expiration, and I will get your payment up to speed. And then do you have a certain time that you prefer for the verification to call you back to help with that, or is it just kind of hit or miss? Because I know you're probably out in the field all day too.
Yeah, it's hit either way. Now that I know that somebody's going to be, I'll make it a priority. I mean, it's
okay.
I have the phone now, just trying to reel in some of our other advertisement stuff, because I mean we're fairly slow right now, and I don't know why. You know, we should be really busy.
Yeah. Well, the good news is now that you paid, you get a fresh batch of those Google ads. So that will start ramping things up in the meantime until we get this, added to the Google page. So I'll just send a message over to them to call you. Typically, when I send that message over, they say they'll call within one business day. But we're also on the Pacific time, so it's 8:55 in the morning. So I'm pretty sure they'll call you today. So if you see on your personal line that you just gave me, you know, somebody calling from Local Splash, try to get to it so that they can assist you, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that we talked, Joe, and have a really great rest of your day, too.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.